Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, of course, hold your calls for a few minutes. We have with us Joe Zafara from WorldNet Daily. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Nice to be with you, Sam.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And, of course, you've written a book about taking America back. Would you like to give us a little of the background of what your thoughts are, what's wrong, and how do we take America back?
Well, anybody who listens to your show knows what's wrong. So I don't know how much time we have to spend on that subject. But let me preface what I'm about to say by explaining that I've been in the news business for 25 years, and, you know, being in the news business means exposing the dark sides of this world. That's a big part of it. It's exposing corruption and fraud and waste and abuse and anywhere we find it. And in the process of doing that, particularly over the last 6 years with WorldNet Daily, I get a lot of feedback from our readers in the form of email, and the most common recurring question that I have received in that period of time goes something like this: you know, thank you for exposing this particular problem. Now, what do we do about it? And I got to tell you that is a very unsettling question when you're in the news business, because the news business is just not a place for solutions. It's a great way to uncover problems, but it's a terrible medium for giving people solutions. So over that period of time, I've been kind of collecting these thoughts and these ideas, and knowing that really the only way that I could tackle the big issues, the macro issues, would be in the context of this book. And that's what I set out to do. And to write about solutions and to write about some of the problems in ways that have never been addressed before. Like, I think one of the problems that we deal with in the book that I really haven't heard many others talk about at all is the whole concept of defense. You know, we spend billions and billions and billions of dollars in this country on defense. Put that in quotes, because the reality is we don't spend a dime on defending the American people. What we actually spend money on is projecting military power abroad. And that's offense. It's not defense. And, you know, I think one of the things that we need to do in terms of straightening out our country's priorities is to start thinking about defense again. I know this is an issue that's very near and dear to your heart, and something you've talked about a lot on your show.
Well, I appreciate your bringing that up, because I think you're absolutely right. There is a philosophy out there that says that America will rule the world, a Pax Americana, to really parallel that of the Pax Romana. But is that really what the average American wants, or is that what the ruling elite wants? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joe Zafara here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because, of course, we have with us Joseph Aaron. And I asked him, you know, what is the big problem that you see facing America? He's written a book called Taking America Back. And his comment was, well, the real reason is, first, one of the things we have to do is start trying to defend America. And, of course, everybody knows if you look at this massive national budget for the Defense Department, we're talking about $350, $380 billion. I can't keep up with how much they're spending. But we spend more for our military than the next 20 nations in the world combined. Are we actually spending money to defend America, or are we projecting our power throughout the world? And I think that's the question everybody should ask, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a great question, and I didn't mean to start there by setting that as the number one priority, because if the question is, what is the real problem, you know, what's the root of all the problems that we're facing in this world of ours today, I would have to say, Dr. Stan, that I think we are confronting very clearly in this country, believers like you and me, we're confronting evil head-on, face-to-face, like we've never confronted it before. And it comes in many, many shades and varieties. But what's happening to our culture, for instance, is a great manifestation of this. And I devote at least a chapter in the book to the cultural decay that we've witnessed over particularly the past 30 years or so in the United States and the West. You know, it comes in all forms of television, movies, all of the major cultural institutions contribute to this decaying morality. Really, it's part of an overt, systematized attack on our Judeo-Christian values and morality. And that's really the root of it, because, you know, even Christians out there are sending their kids to government schools to be indoctrinated into a foreign worldview, one that should be foreign to them. And they're being indoctrinated to believe that the solution to every problem that we confront is a solution that government has got to come up with for us. And it's just a perverted thing to turn your kids over to that kind of a system. And so, you know, I devote a significant amount of time and space in the book to the absolute necessity to getting your children out of the clutches of government schools, however you can. But I've come to believe very strongly that the best way to do that is to homeschool, because that's the only way that you can really keep them apart and separate from this degraded culture.
Well, you know, that's a pretty strong statement. Now, I agree with you totally. In fact, we do everything we can to encourage people, if they love their children, to get them out of government schools. Of course, we've got a lot of good teachers in the government schools. The trouble is, they're not allowed to do what they want to do. They're not allowed to have the discipline, or certainly to inculcate the moral values that they would like to. And certainly, they're never allowed to mention God. I mean, the president can mention God before Congress and ask God to bless America, but don't you dare, if you're a teacher, mention God in the classroom. So what's the difference? Well, there's a great deal of difference. There is a plan to change the outlook, the values, the beliefs and certainly of our children. And this is the great tragedy today. Our educational system is not education. It's
right.
Indoctrination. Now, and for our listeners out there, our guest is Joseph Pair of WorldNet Daily. And for people who don't know who you are, what is WorldNet Daily, and why should they be on the Internet every day pulling down your articles?
Well, hopefully, I know all of your listeners are seekers of the truth, and that's what we hope they get at WorldNet Daily. That's what we strive very hard to give them. We have a very tireless, committed staff of seasoned professional journalists who really present a daily news account that is unlike any other, I think, in any medium. And because of its appeal, it's become the largest independent news site on the Internet. Really, it's not even close anymore. I mean, we are now playing with the big boys and the CNNs and the MSNBCs in terms of unique visitors and page views, and we're having a significant impact on the media at large. You will hear WorldNet Daily stories regurgitated in some form, even if it's a bastardized form, on practically every other news outlet in America these days. So. We're having an impact, but you can get it from the source just by going free to WND.com or WorldNetDaily.com, and you won't have to hear the regurgitated edition days later somewhere else.
Now, how many hits are you getting a day? How many people go to your website a day to at least view it?
Well, different people, it's getting close to 500,000 unique visitors a day. And so those are people... Some of those people obviously go to the site many times in one day, but they only count as one visitor. So we're approaching 500,000 right now.
And that's really, even many of our major newspapers don't have that much of a circulation.
Yeah, well, most of them don't. And over the course of a month, that number reaches over 5 million. So it's quite a significant audience. It compares very, very favorably to the highest rated cable news shows or, you know, so we're reaching a lot of people, and it's a broad spectrum, and we have readers in every country in the world. And but I think the biggest attraction is that we tend to have, if there's one thing you can find in our audience that predominates, it's people, Christians and Jews, who have retained some of those old traditional values. I think that's the cornerstone of our readership.
And I'm sure it is. And we're still the majority. The good people are the majority out across America. But this is the first time we've ever had the opportunity to get information readily. And, of course, this is manifest, I think, so beautifully in the fact that, you know, they've had this tremendous propaganda campaign to get everybody, or at least in the healthcare profession, vaccinated. They were going to start off with 500,000 people, and then they were going to do 10 million people in the health care industry. And last camp, they had about 600 who'd come forward, and the people just are not believing what they're getting. I think this is the most amazing phenomenon. The people do not believe them when they say this is perfectly safe, there's nothing to worry about, you know, just do what we tell you, and the people are saying no. This is the first time...
Yeah, that's real reason for optimism. And you know, when you study these issues like we do, I know it's sometimes very hard to be optimistic. But there are trends going on in our society today that should give us, you know, cause for rejoicing. One of them is that homeschooling trend that we mentioned earlier. We now have 3 million kids in this country who are being homeschooled. That it's exploding. The number is literally exploding, and we're about perhaps 2 or 3 years away from reaching what I believe will be critical mass, at which point the entire nationalized government school system will begin to implode of its own dead weight. When we reach 5 million homeschoolers, and we're not even counting, you know, the millions who go to other private forms of education, Christian schools, Jewish schools, secular private schools. Those numbers are also going up, but nothing's going up as fast as the rush to homeschool. And again, I think the reasons for that are obvious. There's no safety in even in the Christian schools today, because your kids are going to be infected by the popular culture, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter whether you monitor the television shows they watch and the movies that they watch. They're going to be introduced to that disgusting, raunchy pop culture through their friends, who they spend 8 hours a day with. And so that's what makes homeschooling so attractive as an alternative. It does two things, Stan. It defends your own kids, which is important, very, very important, and that's the emergency need right there. But in the long run, what it does is it shapes the next generation and prepares them for self-government, which is what it's really all about.
And, you know, it's really so interesting. The other side knows that what you say is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they want to control the education. That's why they are dumbing down our children. That's why they're indoctrinating them in environmentalism and paganism and of course, and all these values that
and have Islam.
To do with them. Right, right. But don't you dare say anything about Christianity. But
right.
It's all right to come in wearing a turban and reading the Quran in school, but certainly don't you dare bring a Bible.
Yeah, it's even required in some California schools.
I know. Well, it's really incredible. Now, what are some of the other issues that you feel are so very, very important as far as taking America back?
Well, I just touched on this issue of self-government, which I suggest is, you know, the where the solution lies, and part of the problem, you know, what our founding fathers invented 200 years ago was and is unique in the history of the world. and I think the one of the big problems we face is that most Americans today have no concept of the uniqueness what's so special about America, what was so special about its founding. At the time, you know, time of the War of Independence, many in Europe hailed George Washington not as the founder of America, which is how we think of him today, but as the founder of freedom. That was his nickname in Europe, and there's some truth in that. In terms of a mortal human being, he actually had more to do with expanding freedom than anybody who came before him. But what they came up with was this system of self-government, and people don't even know what self-government is today, because of the dumbed-down schools which you mentioned earlier and this pop culture that destroys people's minds. What is self-government? I have talked about this on, you know, national television shows with supposedly sophisticated, intelligent, well-educated adversaries. And occasionally I'll just put it to them and say, do you know what self-government is? And their definition never ceases to amaze me. They're not even close. When the average American or even enlightened American today thinks about self-government, they think about local government, solving, you know, problems close to the home. But self-government, as defined by the founders, was literally self-government. It's about governing ourselves and our own family lives, because if you have a moral, responsible people, they don't need Big Brother telling them what to do. They don't need the coercive efforts of a big government using guns to tell them what to do. And that's what the founders had in mind. And when they came out of that constitutional convention and came up with this idea for a free republic, they warned everybody that it would only last as long as the people remain committed to their spiritual and moral values. And I think we have to ask ourselves today if that's still the case, and if not, how do we get back to where we were?
And it was William Penn who said, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And going along with what you said, it was James Madison who said, we've staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We've staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves. My goodness, this idea of self-government was the very foundation of our society, and isn't it a shame that it's been forgotten today?
Yeah, well, that's what was revolutionary about about these men. That was the real revolution.
We'll be back here in just a moment, Joe. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that, and yet if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance, and of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I certainly want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel tired a good deal of the time, we hope that many of you will decide that you'd like to perhaps try the Be Alive Royal Jelly products. Certainly Be Alive Royal Jelly has been found to be very, very beneficial as far as increasing your vitality and increasing your energy level. It's really what the queen bee eats, and she's the dominant figure in that beehive. It's been used in the Orient. It's been used in Europe for years, but only the very wealthy could afford it. Now it's available in capsule form, and you can get it from Be Alive Royal Jelly Product Company. I've used it for 8 to 10 years myself. I can attest to the fact, at least it keeps me going pretty well. Monday's my 74th birthday. Our telephone number to get the Be Alive Royal Jelly products, 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And let me suggest that you give them a call. If you get the product and you don't like it after 3 months, you don't feel it's helped you, call them again at 866-233-7500, and you'll get your money refunded. And then, of course, the other product we recommend is Alamax. It's the active ingredient in garlic, and, of course, you don't smell bad when you take it. But this is the allicin compound, which has been proven to lower blood pressure and lower cholesterol and thin your blood. But it also seems to have an effect as far as increasing your immune response. So if you'd like more information, call 1-866-405-4000. That's 1-866-405-4000 and simply ask him about Alamax. I don't think you'd be sorry you do. I've been taking it all winter, and I've been doing great as far as getting colds and flu. Everybody else around me has been laid up, and we just keep right on going on. Well, then, of course, we want to mention, simply because we're talking about the danger of a biological attack, and certainly Dick Cheney and Robert Mueller have both suggested we're going to have terrorist attacks in America that may well involve bioterrorism, and what are you going to do? Well, the most important thing is to have a good immune system, and how do you get it? Why don't you get hold of Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. There's a four-tape set that goes along with that and called Life-Saving Secrets, four interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock. If I were you, I think I'd consider getting both of them. They'll give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. And in times like this, knowledge certainly may save the life of a loved one or yourself. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest today is Joseph Farah, and he is the editor of WorldNet Daily. And now if you want to go to WorldNet Daily, you have, of course, go to the Internet, and it's simply www.worldnetdaily, and you'll find it fascinating. But how can people get copies of your book, Joe?
Well, of course, the way I'd prefer them to buy it is at WorldNet Daily.
All right, fine. But, how can they get it?
Just go there, and it's very obvious on that front page. There's a cover of the book and some other promotional avenues. But it's available everywhere. It should be in every major bookstore in the country. It's available through Amazon.com. It may even soon be available at stores like Walmart and Sam's Club and other big outlets of that kind. But I've looked in bookstores this week. It just came out Tuesday, and everywhere I've looked, I've found it. So it's out there.
And the title again?
Taking America Back.
Taking America Back. And ladies and gentlemen, it's really up to us to do this. And Joe has suggested there is our spiritual forces really behind what we're dealing with here. And until the good people of America understand that there are political considerations and ideological considerations and cultural considerations, but there are also spiritual considerations out there as well. Now, you know, certainly we seem to be getting into more and more trouble. I'm very, very concerned about the USA Patriot Act, the Office of Homeland Security, the Model State Health Powers Act, we call it MEPA, but Model Health Emergency Health Powers Act. What are your feelings on all of these things?
Well, some of them are addressed in the book specifically, although, you know, this book tends to try to stay away from the real current specifics because I think people may lose focus on the big picture. But as you know, if you read WorldNet Daily, we have tried to do our best to expose the horrors of all of those things and the way that they threaten our civil liberties, threaten our constitutional rights, etc. And, you know, the government would like us to believe that these are just temporary measures that are needed to wage this war on terrorism. And, of course, what happens in every conflict throughout history is whenever measures like this are introduced, they're permanent. And they become only more draconian as time goes by. And, you know, you may be sitting there and you may be a Republican, you may be a George Bush fan, and you may think, well, what do I have to be worried about? I trust this man. You know, he's a good man. He's a Christian man. Let's remember, you know, a couple of years back, and we had a different kind of man in the White House altogether. Would you trust that man with these powers that are being introduced and adopted by our Congress? And I think, you know, maybe that'll help put this in perspective for you.
Or even more, we may very well find another Clinton in the White House, you know, in the year 2004, 2005.
Oh, without a doubt.
And of course, how would you like to have these draconian powers, the ability to search your home, you know, without your knowledge or consent or understanding, you know, and they wouldn't even have to tell you what to take. How would you like Hillary to be able to do that or to tell people to get you? Because, well, we saw what she did. They, you know, they had all those FBI files. And, of course, there were all the people investigated by the IRS. Certainly, how would you like Hillary to have life and death decision over your life?
It could happen. It could happen very quickly. And, you know, that's not to suggest for a moment that I personally, you know, trust even George W. Bush with these powers. It's wrong. I mean, it's just not right for the government to take on this kind of responsibility over our lives. The government is supposed to be accountable to us. We're not supposed to be accountable to the government. That's a very American concept, and it's one of the things I try to hammer home in Taking America Back.
All right, well, I certainly agree with that. And, of course, freedom is lost when the good people do nothing. And we all have an obligation to try to pass on to future generations why this wonderful heritage of freedom that we inherited from generations past, in which so many people have sacrificed so much for, so that we could live free. And, you know, this whole idea of freedom is so strange in the world. Most people really have never been free, have they?
It's an anomaly. I mean, you know, and we take it for granted in this country, and we forget about, as you say, the sacrifices that those who've gone before us have made to try to preserve it. And to just see it us frittering it away in such stupid ways is painful to behold. You know, you mentioned the spiritual element, the kind of spiritual oppression that I think is at the root of what we're talking about today. And it reminds me that I have a kind of a 12-step program in this book outline for people, the individual actions that we can take. We don't have to worry about, you know.
We're going to have to interrupt you. We'll be back in just a moment.
You bet.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention a couple of the other things that we carry here at Radio Liberty. One of them is the Big Berkey, this wonderful water filter that, of course, will filter out certainly microbes in cryptosporidium and so many things. You can actually take swamp water and put through it. It was designed initially for missionaries, and it's been used since the early 1800s. The Big Berkey water filter, we certainly recommend to you. And, of course, you can get it through Radio Liberty for $239.95 plus $10 for shipping, but $239.95. And, of course, we will then let you have any two of our four tape sets that we offer. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask about the Big Berkey water filter, especially at times like this. I think that you need to be prepared to begin looking out after yourself. You can't necessarily depend upon others, especially when we hear more and more talk of the danger of terrorism. And then, of course, we want to mention that we carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and the Miracle 2 soap really has been found to be very, very beneficial, at least to many of our listeners. We can't make any medical claims for it, but I will tell you that many of our listeners make medical claims, but all I can tell you is there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, there is a lotion, there is a gel, and there is a neutralizer, which some people take, and they see it helps their heartburn. Anyway, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Miracle 2 soap products. I can tell you that this is one of the best products we have. Most of our businesses, people have used it before and call again. Call us and get the Miracle 2 soap products right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Joseph Farah, who is the senior editor and owner of World Debt Daily. And Joseph had actually been an editor of a major newspaper here in California. But because, of course, he stood on moral grounds and he just wouldn't compromise his principles, why, of course, he was forced out of that position. And they don't want people in the newspaper business, you know, they're controlled by others, to take these strong stands for traditional moral values and for Americans. So eventually he came up with the idea of an internet newspaper. And I think when it started out, everybody said, oh, no, internet newspaper, why, that'll never work. And, you know, now how many years has it been that you've been at it?
Years, and you know, we had that same attitude ourselves. We did not, you know, have expectations for even what we've achieved thus far. And now we can see a much brighter future and even more impact. So we've been very blessed. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, I mentioned earlier how difficult it is to retain a sense of optimism when you see the problems that we're talking about in the world today, but it's one of the reasons that I can remain optimistic. And another reason that we, you know, of course, can all remain optimistic is because we know that God is still on the throne. He's still in charge, and all of the all of these human beings running to and fro and with all their grand schemes, none of it is going to really amount to anything permanent.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's really amazing that you've accomplished what you have, and I know many people actually are constantly faxing me or emailing me your articles, so I keep up on all of the exciting things that you're uncovering. Now, of course, your book, Taking America Back, really deals with how we're going to begin to try to turn around this juggernaut that seems to be intent upon creating this one world government.
Yep.
And one of the things you mentioned at the very beginning of the program was this idea of we're spending all this money on our military, but it's not to defend America. Well, don't we have a defense for America? I think everybody knows we certainly are spending all this money and not defending America, or are we?
Well, September 11th should have proved to everyone very clearly that we didn't even have the basics of any kind of defense program for the American people. I mean, here we were. We were attacked by, four hijacked airplanes, and look at the devastation that they wrought. Who would have believed that such a thing could be capable? The terrorists could be capable of such a thing against the supreme power in the world today.
And where were the airplanes that should have been guarding our cities? Especially after the first plane and the second plane had crashed.
And they still managed to hit the Pentagon. Now think about that in the context of what we know today about, the proliferation of nuclear weapons to rogue states like North Korea. Today we learned that North Korea has ballistic missiles capable of hitting North America. There were probably some other countries and close to that capability. And yet we don't have any defense program against that.
And I think that's even more amazing is that the Bush program for anti missile defense is specifically designed not to protect us from missiles from communist China and from Russia, only from Saddam Hussein or North Korea. Make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's as if Americans think that the world is always going to be like it is today, and because China isn't attacking us today, it's not going to happen in the future. And, of course, if you know anything about history, it's that it is very unpredictable, and you always have to prepare for the worst-case situation if you want to be safe. But, I began mentioning earlier that this 12-step program that I outlined for taking America back, and the first and most fundamental step on the list is to do the thing that our founders did. Whenever they ran up against a problem that they couldn't resolve, whether it was conflicts with each other and their ideas for the new nation or what have you, or George Washington, freezing in the cold at Valley Forge, they always did one thing. They got down on their knees and they prayed to our Heavenly Father. And I believe that those prayers were answered in a very real and meaningful way. We need that kind of providence today to tackle these problems. But again, that's one of the reasons I'm optimistic, because I believe in answered prayers.
And I do, too. I think that what we need to understand is that there are people on the other side, and they have an entirely different proposition. That's why they took God out of schools and prayer out of schools.
They're serving a different master.
Right, they certainly are. So I believe, of course, that if this country would humble itself and pray, but, of course, it's going to take a major cataclysmic and catastrophic event before the American people see what's really important.
Well, yes and no. Dan, I will disagree with you slightly, only in this respect. I don't believe that the whole nation has to repent and get on its knees in order to get the kind of protection and restoration that we're looking for. I believe that if a very significant remnant of people, kind of people who are listening to our voices right now, do that and do it earnestly and do it fervently and do it unceasingly, that it will have the same impact as a whole nation turning around and being, being revived. And that's another reason for the optimism, because we've seen that. We've seen We've seen cities saved because there was one righteous man in there. We've seen, you know, just read the Bible, and you will see that I'd love it if the whole nation got caught up in a spiritual revival, but don't rely on that.
No.
Do it in your own family. You know, spread the good word among your own friends, and it will have amazing results.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Joseph Farah, and he's the editor of WorldNet Daily, and his book is Taking America Back. And this is, you have a 12-point program. Would you want to point out some of the other important points that you make?
Yeah, I'll point out one very significant one, and that is that we need to arm ourselves as a people. I don't mean we need to fight gun control. Forget about that. I'm not talking about politics here. I'm talking about everyday people need to take up arms. They need to defend themselves against criminals, and they need to defend themselves against tyranny. Those are the two reasons that our founding fathers crafted the Second Amendment. It didn't have anything to do with protecting the rights of hunters or sports shooters. It had to do with protecting ourselves from criminals and from the tyranny of government, which is just another form of criminality.
Of course, it was at the time when people understood, as the American people don't understand, that it's government that takes away freedom. They realized that if you could limit the power of government, you could have freedom. If you did not limit the power of government, you would have tyranny. And that's why Thomas Jefferson had said, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down from mischief with the chains of the Constitution. And that's what it was all about, taking the chains off the people and putting the chains on government.
Yeah, whatever happened to those chains?
Well, I think that they're forging them again in preparation for the American people. And and people say that could never happen here. And I would say, once it happens, then what do you do?
Yeah, the rule of law is gone in this country. We're no longer under the rule of law because the Constitution is meaningless to politicians of both major political parties. And if you doubt that, and again, I've had some, nice words for George Bush in this conversation earlier, but does he believe in the Constitution? Does he uphold it, even though he took an oath to do so? If so, why did he increase so dramatically the Department of Education's budget in his budget proposal?
And
there is a blatantly unconstitutional department, one that not too long ago Republican presidential candidates said needed to be scrapped. Well, and here we are beefing up its budget.
Well, even more frightening to me was the fact that the No Child Left Behind legislation was really Ted Kennedy's bill for a massive increase in federal control over education sold to the American people under we want to return to local control. And it was just exactly the opposite. They said one thing, they intended another, because, of course, this whole program has nothing to do with education. It has to do with changing attitudes and values and beliefs. And that's what's so frightening. And the children will be tested, and if their attitudes have not changed, if they still believe in God and family and country, why, of course, the schools have failed and they will not get their rewards, and, of course, the teacher will be punished accordingly. And that really, to me, is a frightening thing. Where did the federal government get any authority to have anything to do with schools? It has none, and yet, of course, this is what's happening. Well, we have a new producer today, and I'm going to ask him to push the screen button so we can go to Marilyn, who's calling in from your old stomping ground, Sacramento. Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, and hi, Joe. Yes, I know Joe, and he knows me, and I was there with all the old wars with his newspaper until the Bee finally took away all of his columnists and his advertising. And anyway,
well, they didn't do that under my watch.
Well,
it took a couple of years.
They were setting it up for that.
Yeah.
So I know it was. You were great when you were there, and even that lasted for a while because some of the people that you brought on were still there. Dr. Stan, happy birthday. You're I guess, 17th of February?
17th of February, that's next Monday. I'll be 74 years old.
My birthday's the 16th.
Oh, well.
And I'll be 73.
Oh, well, we've got a lot in common then, Marilyn.
So we've been through all these years and years, and you and I think started in the movement about the same time.
Well, we've seen the best of America and how tragic it is to begin seeing this wonderful dream that that we lived through change and change so dramatically. So do you have a question or comment?
Well, yes. I have a problem with, this alert that we have. Now, they say that people are really taking this seriously. They're getting duct tape, you know, to tape up their windows.
Well, what they're doing is scaring the people to death. This is part of a carefully planned program. They know how to manipulate us, and boy, are they doing a great job.
Oh, and then 3 days' supply of water. Now, I want to know what happens after 3 days. How long are we going to be able to live without water, food in the grocery stores?
Well, don't you worry, because FEMA will be there to look after us. They will take us to these relocation camps. They already are planning this. In fact, have you written at all on those relocation camps at all, Joe?
No, I haven't.
No,
but
I'm talking about, I was asking Joe. Have you looked into the FEMA relocation
camps? Well, we've explored a lot of leads, but never gotten anything that we considered to be, you know, solid enough with the photographic evidence and the primary sources that we felt comfortable going with that story.
All right, fine. Anything else, Marilyn?
Well, no, I just like to know what happens after, you know, and after the canned goods run out, and are we sure we're going to be in our houses, and what happens if they come after us? Anyway,
well,
I don't know.
Have you read the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act?
No, I don't need to. I just don't know why. I just don't know why we think that this after 3 days of water, why then we're going to think everything's going to go back to normal.
Well, read the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, or you can call us and we'll send it to you. And I will tell you, that's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Well, yes, and of course, I think this is ridiculous. I mean, we still have all these illegal aliens. They talk about somebody getting on a plane in gutter and bringing in smallpox. Why don't they check these people before they get on the plane?
Do you have any thoughts on what Marilyn is saying, Joe?
Well, it's quite clear that the government, you know, the federal government has one central mission under the Constitution. That's to protect the civilians of this country, to protect the borders, to protect us here in the States, not to project military power around the world. That was an anathema to the founders. And clearly they've abdicated the one area of responsibility that's very clear in the Constitution, and they have usurped a bunch of powers that they were never intended to have. So they're doing just the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing.
And I think that's exactly right.
And there's a method to their madness, as you have pointed out.
Well, I hope we don't have these things happen on our birthdays.
Well, let's hope not. Please tell
us
on your birthday. God bless you, Marilyn. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Too. And happy birthday.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Marilyn calling in from Sacramento. And she's going to be at 72 there, or 73, this coming Sunday. So anyway, of course, we are living in very, very difficult times. And, you know, if you read some of these things, go to the original source material. Get hold of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Get hold of the good commentaries on the USA Patriot Act. In fact, you know, I went to a couple of real left-wing websites today, and they were great. I agreed with everything they had on there.
And that's one of the reasons, you know, we've had broad appeal with WorldNet Daily, is because an increasing number of people who think of themselves, and we probably think of them as left-wingers, tend to be more skeptical of government than the so-called conservatives and right-wingers who were supposed to be skeptical of government.
Absolutely. And I think that there are going to be some strange alliances before this is all over.
Yes, indeed those.
And especially here when I live in Santa Cruz, where I am just about as liberal a community as you can have, and yet many of the people who are very, very liberal listen to our program, and they agree with not everything we say, but it's certainly with a great deal of what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just about out of time here. What are your parting thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners, other than that the fact that they want to go out and get your book, Taking America Back?
And they want, of course, I'll give you one more important step. and the plan, and it's the only one, I think, of the 12 steps that has anything to do with politics whatsoever, and it basically comes down to this. Don't compromise. Don't vote for the lesser of two evils, because the lesser of two evils is still evil. And you're never going to right the ills of our society that way. And if it means not voting, that's better, believe me, than voting for the lesser of two evils. It's a hard pill for Americans to swallow because we've been conditioned so much to the other way of thinking. But it's time, this is a time where we have to stop compromising.
And, of course, you're probably speaking of it for the presidential election. I still think that in many of the state races, for instance, here in California, having a Republican assembly is the only thing that's keeping Governor Davis from increasing our taxes massively. But you got to have Republicans who believe in Republican principles and will restrict that.
Just having that R after their name is not a big help.
Well, look, thank you so very much for being with us, Joe. It's always good being with you, and I think we have another interview lined up next week on a different network. So until then, may the Lord be with you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye. And, of course, this has been a Joseph Ferrer. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with him. He's certainly one of the real leaders of what's going on today. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you have your children or grandchildren in a government school, they're not getting a good education. They may be getting straight A's, but you have to understand that right now maybe 30% of the people get straight A's, and 30% of the students will get A's, and another 70% will get, or 55% will get, B's. And there are about 5 or 10% at the most that get C's anymore. Nobody gets any less than that. And everybody thinks, boy, my child's getting straight A's. They've got to be pretty smart. No, they've just dumbed down the test. It used to be that C was average. Now, of course, C would have been what would have been an F in years past. And so this is how they trick and deceive the parents. Well, really, one of the most important things would be to get a program, we call it Phonopoly, and it's a means by which you can teach your children to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's a board game. It's played like Phonopoly, and in about 16 hours, you can change a child's entire outlook and teach them how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Phonopoly, it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and 2 books we throw in to explain to you exactly how they set out many years ago to dumb down our children. If you love them, get them out of the government schools. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then think very seriously about getting the Robinson homeschool curriculum designed by our good friend Art Robinson. And really, you can teach your children from grammar school all the way through high school graduation for $199.95. The only books you have to buy are the Saxon Math textbooks. But call them at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Robinson homeschool curriculum or ask for information on it, but call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener supported. We're really dependent upon those of you in the listening audience who believe in what we're doing, believe there's a problem. to join in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, it's as simple as picking up your telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford, why, of course, you'll join the Radio Liberty family and you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do, and that is get the truth out across America on a regular basis. And many of the people who get our newsletter will copy it and distribute it. And many of the newsletters really will give you information you're not going to get elsewhere. Joseph Ferrer, who we just had here, reads our newspaper and our newsletter and reads it regularly. And sometimes I see my ideas coming out in some of the things that appear in WorldNet Daily. And that's wonderful because, you know, what we need to do is get people understanding. I don't want any credit for what I write. I just want to get that information out. And we invite you to copy our tapes. And of course, you can either get them from us or you can tape them off the radio and distribute them. You don't have to get our permission. You can copy certainly our videos with our permission and get them distributed. Help us to get people thinking, and people are thinking across America. Some of the other talk shows, people are doing the same thing we're doing here, and their message is reaching out across America. From sea to shining sea, which is why the government is frantic with all the propaganda about the terrible menace of smallpox. And I'm not saying there isn't a menace, but I'll tell you, if we get a smallpox epidemic, it's not coming from Saddam Hussein, because if he were to release smallpox in the world, it would kill off a significant part of the Muslim population, because they don't have any vaccine. Only people with vaccine are us and the Israelis. And well, of course, if there was a smallpox vaccine, a smallpox outbreak, we would survive. And the Muslim world and the people in India and China would die. Saddam Hussein is not going to release smallpox because he doesn't have any vaccine to protect himself or his people. So if there is a smallpox outbreak, you'll know where it came from. And it is not coming from Saddam Hussein. But you have to understand that today we're going into very, very difficult times. And you have to help us get the truth out across America to get people to begin to think logically. And they don't. They just accept whatever they hear on television or on radio as if it's the gospel truth, without realizing that our major media outlets have been controlled for many years. If you don't believe it, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for our packet on thought control. I will send you an article out of the Congressional Record 1917 talking about how in 1917, J.P. Morgan and the people around him had bought up the control of most of the major media outlets in the United States. And that's how they got us into the First World War. And, of course, it was the same control that got us into the Second World War and to Vietnam and Korea and, of course, the Gulf War, and is moving us rapidly towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. Remember our website, it's radioliberty.com. If you go there, you can listen to our programs, certainly 5 hours a day. Get other people listening to our website. Get them listening to our programs. Try to convince them that there's a problem and they have a moral obligation to be involved. Because, of course, when freedom's lost, it's lost. Everyone loses. And so encourage your friends to listen to our radio programs, to listen to our website, and of course to become informed. A lot of people start out thinking that we were crazy. After a while, they're afraid we're not. And so we certainly ask you to go ahead and tell others, and then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. But lastly, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time when we'll be back with you, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Why? What happened at the very beginning? We couldn't hook up with you. Were you using a different number on the ISDN or what? Okay, well, let's just make sure we can hook up right now, okay?
Hi.
Hi, is Andy there?
Oh, he's around.
Andy did a great job.
I wanted to